This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
The Marked Ones, Paranormal Activity. Who are the Marked Ones? Could it be the Millennials? Here we got two main characters taking place in Oxnard, California. A couple of Latinos hanging out, and they're living in like an apartment complex. I haven't seen a movie take place here that didn't involve Edward James Olmos. It's got... There's an old woman downstairs who ends up naked. They get pictures of her. The whole movie's kind of shot on a GoPro camera and handheld video camera. Really, what's unique about this film is that it's a nice slice of time in 2014 that people love to watch other people make movies. So this is sort of your YouTube movie turned into a feature. And in fact, in the movie, they do put stuff on YouTube. They put themselves doing tricks. Once they become possessed by a demon, they're able to do like amazing skateboarding tricks, and they're able to fall backwards and sort of do this light as a feather situation and have some kind of ghost catch them. There's even a 80s throwback Simon. You remember that video game Simon that just mimicked your every move? That gets possessed. That's right. You heard it. A possessed game of Simon. And... So it's fun, it's interesting, it builds, and you're seeing this interesting take on storytelling, which is watching other people make a story, and so it's really a breaking through the fourth wall, which is what a lot of postmodern and modern entertainment does these days. And so for horror films, they're pushing the envelope to the edges of the... to what is possible in storytelling, and this one is sort of a sequel, circles back and logically kind of comes back around to the first Paranormal Activity, and turns out this whole thing was a plot point from the first movie. That's not as much of a payoff as the movie should be, because really it's a lot of fun up until the end. It's sort of like an inverted superhero movie where this guy is getting possessed, and there are some good moments. Everybody's so exhibitionistic. There's a moment when the guy, main character, takes home a girl, sort of gets charged up on narcissistic rush, goes into a gangster party and leaves with a couple of ladies, and then she's asking him to basically have sex with her on the floor, and she's setting the camera up to film herself, presumably for a status update, and then there's a genuine scare as an arm comes out of the floor. It turns out it's the class valedictorian who killed the old woman downstairs because she was a witch, and... It's genuinely interesting and fun, but it suffers from the problem of painting itself into a corner because the weirdness escalates and escalates and escalates. There's no real way to end it, so instead of ending it, it kind of just cheaply brings you back to the first one. It's sort of circular, but a good movie.